out over here want that? Amen. Amen. New mercies. How many of you could stand a little new mercy? Old ones too. Glory to God. The mercies of God. And Jerry, by the way, work will not tether you. Amen. That was the end of that other, I guess. Anyway. Praise God. New mercies when you woke up this morning. You may not see them or feel them, but they're here. New mercies. Praise God. But today, let's go to Proverbs chapter 3. If you ever need a little synopsis of what to do, how to do it, go to Proverbs chapter 3 and read the whole chapter. We're not going to do that today, but you need to read the whole chapter. You've read it probably before in your life. Sometimes we're going to get back around to it. We do what the Holy Spirit tells us to do, and He's flowing in this direction today, so this is how we're going to go too. As we talked about what last week? Mercy. And God is faithful. He's faithful. If He's faithful to His Word, you can double down. You can stand on. You can trust Him to do it. And we say, I trust God. I don't trust everybody, but I trust God. Amen? Praise God. If a rank stranger comes up to you and says, well, you know, you loan me $5 and I'll pay you back tomorrow. I don't necessarily trust that guy. I don't know that guy. But if God were to say something to you, do you trust Him? How do we know we trust Him? Because of all He's done for us. We have experience on our side as well. Not only His Word. But we have experience, and you can trust Him. What He says is what He's going to do. God and His Word are the same. Amen. Isn't that cool? That there is a God who will do what He says, and He says He loves you for 1,000 generations. He's going to take care of you. He's coming to get you. You're going to have eternity in heaven with Him. He's got your brand new house in heaven. Woo! You ladies ought to get happy. Brand new house. All you men better get happy because I got word from God. There ain't no vacuum cleaners up there. I don't really know that. So you can't trust me on that. All right, Proverbs chapter 3. Let's begin reading with verse 5. 3:5. Oh, it starts with a good word. Trust in the Lord on Sundays. Sunday, Wednesday, and Sunday again. Is He a part-time God? He's not a part-time Savior. Because if you'd have gotten one to get saved on the day He's off, I mean, you'd have been in trouble. But He's never off. He's always ready. Everybody say He's always ready. All I got to do is put my foot to the metal of faith and just mash the metal all the way down and say, I'm flying with the Lord Jesus. Amen. I'm coming home. I'm doing this. Lord, whatever your word says, I receive it. I embrace it. Put a little gusto to it. Yeah, I receive it, God. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. Let's see here. I got it. Prosperity message does good. Amen. I believe it. You know why I have empty pockets? Because I didn't put nothing in the plate today. Not yet, anyway. Amen. I got some at home that Ann don't know about, though. Not no more. She don't know where it is. Because she can't find her stuff either. But God is faithful. But it says here, trust in the Lord with all your heart, all the time. We live this way. We're to live by faith. Now, trust and faith run side by side. It's hard to have faith and not have trust, too. We're to live by what? Faith. Let's spell it. Give me an F. Yeah. Give me an A. Give me an I. Give me a T. Oh, like this. I went a little sideways. Now give me a what? An H. What does that spell? Very good. Hallelujah. You won't see that been happening in most churches today, but anyway, it does here. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And faith is more of a spiritual, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Don't we know that? Live by faith. What does that mean? I'm looking at things I can't see. I'm believing things I can't see because they're eternal. Things I see, the way I feel today is temporary. Amen? I'm going to feel better tomorrow, and I'm feeling pretty good today. Amen? So as we begin to work away and begin to live by faith, it is so good to know that we can trust Him too. You can't really separate them. A little difference here between faith and trust. To me, trust happens more in the natural realm, in my natural thinking, because of my experience with God. Amen? What He promises, He aims to please. God did not promise anybody in this room or anybody on this planet. He did not promise them something to disappoint them. He's not setting you up because, you know, you stole an apple one day off a tree. Hey, He's not setting you up to punish you. Curse is gone. All that's left is blessings. We need to ask it for forgiveness if we goof up. But let me tell you, God loves you. And that's not a license to go sin. We know what Paul's preached to us. It's not a license to go sin. But grace has been given to you to see how close you can get to God and now how far you can get away without falling off. He has a throne of grace. He says, come to my throne anytime. You can even slam the screen door if you want to. How many of you used to have what your grandma's house had, one of those screen doors, it slam, had that little spring on it, you know, bam! Yeah. Hallelujah. God's good. Trusting God is wonderful. Let me give you a definition of trust. Trust is assured reliance. You can rely on a person. Assured reliance on the character, the ability, the strength, or the truth of someone or something. That's what the dictionary says. Let me read it to you again. Webster says, trust is assured reliance on the character, ability, the strength, and the truth of someone or something. Now, if I had loaned you money before and you didn't pay me back, I probably won't loan you anymore. Why? Because of experience, because the lack of character there, the lack of truth and trust there. Amen? But God has never let us down. Amen. His promises are true all the time. Amen. So we trust God. Is His character good? The answer is yes, y'all. For all you Holy Ghost, the answer is yes. His character is real good. He's pure love. He's powerful. He's everything God's supposed to be. And He's strong. And His truth is forever. Faith is a little different. Faith is a truth, a belief. Have I got that? That wasn't too hard, was it? Faith is a truth and a belief, right? It don't matter if I've loaned money to you or not. I'm going to trust you. Are you going to trust me? That's your faith. But now if we've done this four or five times, you got trust. Hey, you know, hey. But faith is a truth, a belief in, and listen to this one, loyalty, allegiance. If you got faith in God, you're loyal to God. If you're loyal to someone, you trust them. Amen? You have faith in them. I have faith in Ann. She's got some chicken cooked for lunch. Now, that's not by faith, because I saw the chicken last night. It's getting prepared. I got trust, Lynn, on my side today. Glory to God. Amen? Everybody feeling good for me?
Yeah.
All right. I'm feeling good about me, too. We got chicken cooking. Hallelujah. Chicken and rice. Or rice and chicken. However much, whichever one you put the most of. Right? Okay. Faith is a truth, a belief, and a loyalty. If you say, I'm loyal to this, well, you better be loyal or you're going to be unfaithful. Let me go over here. I'm at the wrong church over there. Let me go over here. Pretty good looking group right here in the center. Amen. Especially this woman with a hat on. You're loyal. You show up here every Sunday. You're very loyal. Thank God. We have faith in God. We have faith in each other. Now, the kingdom of God that we are citizens of as born again children of God, right? Your name is written in heaven. We're citizens of the kingdom of God. We are the children of God with certain things that belong to us, rights, if you would, that we can depend on God, that we can experience, that we can enjoy. I enjoy a hundredfold return. I enjoy a healthy body. I enjoy a long life. I enjoy my friends. I enjoy the family of God. I enjoy good old gospel music. I enjoy the things of God. Well, you get all that in the kingdom of God. You can't get that in the world. So we are in the kingdom of God, which supersedes this natural kingdom where the Antichrist is the little g, God of this world. Where everything we do is by knowledge of what we see, what we smell, what we touch, all these kinds of things, the five senses, our education, our what comes through the natural. And thank God for it. Amen? Thank God that we got that going for us. But as Christians, as children of God, we got more. Look, you never said, we got more. Janus, there's more. There's more than just existing. There's more than just trying to walk. As that's what that old hymn's about. I'm just a pilgrim walking through the trudging, through the cold and the rain and the mud, just trying to get there. Oh, ain't God good? The answer is yes, he is. Even in the mud. We can trust him. You and I have the opportunity, the potential, to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Every time. That's what he said? Every time. That takes faith on our part and trust. But it's available every time. You and I have the potential to flow in the gifts of the Spirit, the gift of healings and miracles, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, the discernment of spirit, to prophesy and interpret. Glory be to God. We have that opportunity. Do you feel any better? Yep. Well, this is a boring old church. No, it's not boring in here to me. And if you're listening, it's not boring to you either. Amen. Because you are a child of God. But that ought to stir you up. That stirs me up. That I don't belong here. I'm wanting to go home. And Jesus is just one shout away. If you look for me, I'll be gone. I don't want to be around looking. I want to be on the gone party, waving goodbye to this old world. Ain't nothing here but pain, trouble, and death. What's that old song say? Agony on me. Oh, me. Agony on me. I'm ready to get out of that. You see, that's what we have to fight against down here. That's what we have to fight. The good fight of what? Faith. Yeah. And then you get some trust to go with it. Glory be to God. You got that shield of faith up there. And that arrow's coming. Boom. Hit that shield. You didn't flinch. Now I got some trust to go with it. Hey, I bought this new shield. It worked. Glory to God. Come on again, devil. Come on. Come on, shoot your big shot, dude. Because in the name of Jesus, what's in me is greater than what's in this world. And I got the word of God to stand on. That's my anchor. That's my rock. That's my cornerstone. And I got trust because he's done it to me before and he'll do it again. Yeah, glory be to God. I may be in a hole right now, but I tell you one thing. The word of God says he's put my feet on a rock to stand and put a new song in my heart, a song of praise, not a song of desperation, not a song that's negative, not some I was born to lose stuff. I have been born to win. I've been born to achieve. I've been born to accumulate the goodness and the blessings of God, and I'm out of breath. Ride that bicycle a little harder, haven't we? Hallelujah. We got a bicycle, don't go nowhere. I wouldn't lie to you. I may sell you a car, but I won't lie to you. That's another joke for another time. Trust the Lord. Here we go. Let's start. Let's read the scripture, y'all. Proverbs 3:5. Now, if you want to get your little house in order and get your mojo going, Proverbs chapter 3 will do it for you. God is saying, trust in the Lord with all your heart. So, you can stop right there and we can talk for a while. Trust in the Lord. Well, I had a bad experience one time. Well, does that shake your trust? How many of you had a bad experience sometime? But you're here today because you trust the Lord. Amen. Bad experiences don't stop me. We're to live by faith. Because the more I go, the faster I get, and the less of those opportunities I have to be disappointed. Because I know my God. I know I can trust him 1,000 times. And I can live by faith because the word of God, he watches over it every day to make it work for me and to work for you. I may not feel like it. Well, if you're here today and you don't necessarily feel this, we don't live by feelings, we live by faith. You keep walking in faith and your feelings will change. Your flesh, listen, if you don't remember anything else, your flesh will always follow your faith or your fear. Your flesh will always follow what you're fearful of or what you trust in God in. Feelings will come. Feelings will come. That day you were born again, or that night, whatever. You went in there, a sinner, going to hell, wide open. As they say, a case knife. That's pretty wide open, I guess. I never owned a case knife. Danny, you ought to buy me one. Well, give me one. Just don't stab me with it. We're wide open. Don't cut me either. We're wide open for the things of God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Now, that's the instruction part. How many of you buy something and it has to be put together, but you don't read the instructions? Barry. And for sure. Anybody over here? Bunch of liars who think to pray for y'all right now. That's what the picture, Barry says that's what the pictures are for. But some people have special skills. They can do it anyway, like Barry. But you know why? You know why Barry can do it? I'm thinking to steal his thunder. You know why? He's done it before. He has trust that I can figure this out. I can do it. I know the black wire goes to the black wire and the white one goes to the white one. Hey, how you know that? I did it and it worked. Hey, here we go again. That's how it is with God. God did it yesterday. He can do it today. Guess what? He's going to do it tomorrow. But we got to get the right wires on the right wire. We got to trust him with all we got. Even though we fall down, Dina, we got to still trust him. And I'm so proud of you. You got a word the other night and the devil tried to steal it. He said, your legs were strong. I'm still going to tell you something. You know this. Your legs are still stronger than they've ever been. Glory be to God. Because we trust God. Trust his word and you can walk right out of your problem. Trust in God and you climb out of any hole you've ever been in. Trust God. Have faith in the word of God that you can't see, you can't feel. But I don't care if it hair lifts Bear Creek. We're going to believe it. Glory be to God. And God's going to turn this thing around. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Did that sound southern enough? Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. I had not done nothing. Have y'all seen that woman on TV? This is true, y'all. This is worth it. She's sitting in the interrogation room at the police department. She's an older lady. And she's sitting there all scrunched up. I would be too if I was in that room probably. And they was quizzing her and she said, I have not done nothing. I'm going, wow. I have not done nothing. Let that woman go. If you're talking, I believe every word of that. I have not done nothing. You ever said that, Dina? You probably had. I don't know. Randolph's country, but it ain't that country. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I have not done nothing. But God had done a lot of things. He had done a lot of things for us. And we are eternally grateful. That's what church is about. To love each other, to love him, to hear the word, to praise him, and do these things and come together. This is where faith and love collide. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That is our instruction. That's our instruction book. Now, some of y'all don't read it. But read Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord. I can say it like this. Lynn, trust in the Lord. And he said, yes, right, because I already am. But there's other people you can say that to. But that's the instruction part. But the good part is this. Lean not to your own understanding. That won't be hard for me. Because even reading the instructions, I don't understand it. But if I take one step at a time, one picture at a time, you know what? I can get through. Hallelujah. But then I don't have patience to do that, Barry. I won't call you. Lean not to your own understanding. Verse 6, please. Now that's the instruction part. What do you got to do? You got to trust and lean. Trust and lean. Lean not on your own understanding. Anybody ever been guilty of that? In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Boy, that's a good one. Because we're always looking for what way to go. The world offers a million ways to go. You just watch the TV. You look what the world's doing. I want to cut my hair like this. I want my hair purple. I want it green. That's what we do. I need to do that. I got plenty. This will be a good foundation. It's white. Any color. In all thy ways acknowledge him. In all your ways acknowledge. Acknowledge him that he is smarter than you are. We have to acknowledge him. And it shows him that we're humble before him because I don't know everything. I don't deserve praise. He shall direct my path. Let's go 7, please. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Don't you love King James? What does that mean? Can anybody give me a little interpretation? You're free to speak. Be not wise in your own eyes. I know y'all got something for this. Man, I won't say it out loud, but it's in there. Be not wise in your own eyes. Don't be arrogant. Don't be cocky. Don't overload yourself. Any other way to do this? Probably. Be not wise in your own eyes. Some people just think they know everything. Amen? Ann tells me that all the time because I do know everything. No, I really don't. You know everything. Or you think you know everything. We don't know everything. Einstein didn't know everything. Don't you, aren't it great that we worship a God who made Einstein? He's way past Einstein. Way past people that are trained in this area and that area. They didn't know everything. They are very, very good. They are very, very good. Thank God for them. But God knows everything. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. I'm going to say it like they used to say it. Fear the Lord. Some of them would say it like this. Fear the Lord. Joy, you and I don't want to know what Lord is now. Everybody's got shortening. Crisco, whatever. Fear the Lord. They'll say it like this. God's going to get you if you don't get that hair off your ears. That's a Blaine Bowman. That long hair, boys. They're going to hell. Got hair on ears. Well, a lot of boys didn't make it. Mine just quit growing. Fear the Lord. God's going to get you. Amen? It sure is quiet. I must be doing good or bad one. I don't know which. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. That means reverence. Reverence the Lord. You worship Him. And depart from evil. I got to do that, Lord. I can't have a popsicle for breakfast. Depart from evil. We ought to know better. Now, if I trust Him, some good things are going to happen. Verse 8. Eight. There we go. It shall. Sorry, Doug. I didn't put you on the spot. But I really did anyway. But I appreciate you, buddy. It shall be what? All those things we talked about. Leaning on the Lord. Trusting Him. Have fear for the Lord. A reverence for God. If you do those things, it shall be health to thy neighbor. Or strength. And marrow to thy bones. Or moisture. Or blessings to your bones. What's deader than a dry bone? Nothing. But we don't have dry bones. Amen? It shall be health to thy strength and moisture to thy life. To thy bones. You're going to enjoy life. Well, what would people give today to have that? Good question. This is a question. What would people give if you had a tablet or something to give, or a prescription to give people, hey, this will make you healthy and this will cause you to enjoy your life? Could you think you could sell that? Yeah. And it's free. What I got to do? Proverbs 3, 1 through 7. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Verse 9, what does that say? Honor the Lord with thy substance. Come on, Diane. Honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of all thine increase. I don't want to do that. Well, you don't read the answer. What's going to happen if we do? Verse 10. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. We don't take the time to read all the promise. We read the first two or three. If we don't like them, we skip them. Amen? I don't want to run from evil. I want to run to it. Well, you're not going to get anything from God. And nobody's saying you're going to hell, but I'm just telling you this. The blessings of God come from obedience. and knowing who you are in God, that you can trust Him and He's faithful to pick you up and to deliver you. I looked at my watch and it's straight up 12. That had to be the Holy Spirit. Can't blame it on Lila. She's gone. She's usually doing this. Let's just read 11 since we got a minute. Hallelujah. That's God calling. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. We'll have to read 12 now. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects. And we all say, He loves me a lot. Say amen, Danny. Or say, oh me one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He corrects us. He loves us a lot. Even as a father, His son in whom He delights. Well, we've talked about faithfulness. And God is faithful. And we're glad, right? Well, you know what He's faithful over? Just what we read today. If you do these things, you're going to get this. If you read down further, a little further, it says that obeying the Lord is better than silver or gold. Wow. Rejoice. Let's read the book, y'all. You want to? Okay, let's start reading this next verse. I think we're ready to go. Let's all stand, please. Let's trust the Lord. I know you do. But we can always get better. And sometimes we get bushwhacked sideways because we don't understand what happened and why it happened and where it came from. What do I do, God? What do I do? What do I do, God? I've tried everything. Well, the Bible has told us what to do today. Trust God. He loves you. He died for your sins. You ask Him these things. You ask Him to forgive you. And to cause you to be born again, if you've done that, He loves you, and you have you're a new creature now. All these things are available to us. Let's just trust Him. Look at your neighbor and say this: when I can't figure it out, I'm going to trust God. That ain't hard a lick. I had done nothing. I had not done nothing. We need to trust God. It don't take a lot of learning to trust God. Yeah. We will trust God. Amen. And Cooper, come on down here, brother. We're going to give you a chance to love on our brother, our son, our cousin, whatever he might be to you. He's our brother. He's leaving for National Guard in the morning. And this is his girlfriend. I forgot her name, but that's not her name. Lauren.
Lauren.
Pray for my hearing while you're doing it. Father, I thank You for this great adventure that's standing in front of Cooper. Lord, he's made a decision. And Lord God, we know that You're going to be with him every day of his life. And every morning he wakes up, there's going to be new mercy. And Lord, I pray that he has favor with everybody he has to deal with. He stays healthy and strong and strong. Lord God, he grasps everything that's been shared and instructed and whatever he has to do. We thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we prayed that prayer. Now here comes the hard part. We ask you to take care of him. Now, Lord, we got to step up our faith. Say, Lord, I trust you to take care of him. We place him into your hands, in your care. We command the angels to be with him all the time to minister for him. And we trust you, Lord God. You are well able to do and to take care of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody said amen. So come on down and give him a hug. And he's been around. I've been knowing him all his life. So, and he's.